सहनाववतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे
निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्
We are discussing very important topic, and the topic is how to face challenges in the world. We have seen that Arjun was crying in front of everybody and he sat down, refusing to fight righteous war. Although he asked for that, what is my duty in the battlefield, but Lord, instead of telling him that what is his duty, he started giving him the knowledge of the self, because Lord thinks or Lord knows that the sorrow of the world can only be removed by knowledge of self. That one thing we should always remember. Sorrow of world will come. We have got no control over it. But it can be tackled only by knowledge of self. Since Arjun was crying, so the first argument which Lord gave was that from the standpoint of Atman, there cannot be any soak, any grief. Because Atman is Nitya. Atman cannot be killed. Atman never dies. Atman is eternal. Therefore, from the standpoint of Atman, there can never be any grief. Atman is not dying, how can you have a soul? Simple. Then he came down a notch lower. In case you think, Arjun, I am not thinking, in case you think that Jivatma is continuously being born and continuously dying. In case you think, in that case also there is, cannot be any grief. Why? Because that is law. That is the law of the Lord. Jatasya dhruvam nityu. Anything which is born will die. Therefore, there should not be any soak, any grief. But we suffer. We suffer. So if we think over this, that why do we suffer? Anything which is born will die. We suffer because of our preferential relationship with the temporary things. Think. Why do we suffer? Because of our relationship with these things which are temporary. When we lose those things with which we are attached, we get grief. If there is no attachment, all the scripture says don't have attachment. They don't say that don't enjoy. They say you, Lord has given us the five organs of perception. There are five types of sense of object. You are supposed to enjoy. Enjoy it. But if you want to know your true self, or if you want to know Lord, then you have to control your senses and turn your attention and mind toward the Lord. If you are not interested in Lord, if you are not interested in Brahman, no need of control also. Enjoy. Even then suffering will come. Why suffering will come? Because all the objects of the world are temporary. Soak will come. So if we remove this attachment part, then at the jivatma level also there cannot be any shok. From atma level, atma is nitya, there cannot be any grief, any sorrow. From jivatma level also, if we think that the jiva is continuously born and continuously dies, then also there cannot be any grief. Grief is because of our wrong relationship with the objects of the world. Third, argument number third, Lord says from the body level also, he never uses the word janma and mrityu of body. He says vyakta and abhyakta. What is vyakta? Manifest. So this body manifests from five great elements. It stays for some time and it goes back to five great elements. That also is law. You can't do anything there. So there cannot be any shok. So from the atma level, there cannot be any shok. From jivatma level, there cannot be any shok. From body level also, there cannot be any shok. Now concluding this topic from the angle of Atman side, in verse number 30, Lord says, chapter 2, slok 30,
Dehi nityam avodhyoyam,
Dehi nityam avodhyoyam,
Dehe sarvasya bharata,
Dehe sarvasya bharata,
Tasmat sarvani bhutani,
Tasmat sarvani bhutani,
Natvam shochitum arhasi,
Tum shochitum arhasi,
Dehi nityam avadhoyam, Dehe sarvasya bharata, Tasmat sarvani bhutani, Natvam shochitum arhasi.
Dehi nityam avadhya, ayam dehe sarvasya bharata. In all dehe, in the all bodies, whether human bodies or any other body, the dehi means the indweller. Indweller means the Atman. Atman is nityam. Nityam is eternal. Then avadhya. Avadhya means indestructible. So the Atman in all beings is eternal. Number one. Number two, you cannot destroy it. Nobody can destroy this Atman. So two things are stated here. Atman is nitya and Atman is avadhya. Tasmat sarvani bhutani natam sochitu maharasi. Therefore, you should not grieve for any creature. Sarvani bhutani. He is not even telling about the only human beings standing in the battlefield. He is saying sarvani bhutani, all beings. You should not grieve for anybody. Get up and fight this righteous war. Don't worry. So what is destroyed? We all know that the gross body which is born and we always see it dying also, that only destroyed. And in this body there is another subtle body which is directed by causal body. Some of you are reading Tattvabodh, you may be knowing. This subtle body directed by the causal body goes from one body to another body. That will die only with the knowledge of self. Otherwise, it will never die. It will never die. So Lord says, don't grieve. Even if you have to kill all these people, Arjun, get up and fight. So one set of argument is over from the standpoint of nityata. Atman is nitya, number one. Jivatma is, even if we take it as a continuously being born, continuously being dying, even in that case, there should not be any grief because this is law. Accept it. You cannot change this law. It is not in your hand. You cannot pass a bill in the parliament and say from tomorrow onward, people will not be born or people will not be dying. You cannot change this law. We have to accept. And third, from the body level also, there cannot be any shok because there is only vyakta and abhyakta, manifestation and unmanifestation. That's all. Now, Argument number 4, from the Swadharma level. Remember all this, these are all going to help you to face the challenges in the world. From the Swadharma level.
Swadharmam api chaveksha.
Swadharmam api
chaveksha. Navikampitum arhasi.
Navikampitum arhasi.
Dharmadhi yuddhat shreyonyata.
Dharmadhi yuddhat shreyonyata.
Kshatriyasya navidyate.
Kshatriyasya navidyate.
Swadharmam api chaveksha. Navikampitum arhasi. Dharmadhi yuddhat shreyonyata. Kshatriyasya navidyate.
Swadharmam apicha avichya. If we see, avichya, if you see your swadharma. What is swadharma? We'll see. Even if we see your swadharma, na bikampita harasi, you should not waver. Bikampita, kampit, tremble, kampana. Na bikampita, do not tremble. From the level of your swadharma also, you should not waver. Dharmyati yuddhasreya anyatra kshatriya sana vidyate. For the kshatriya, dharma yuddha, righteous war, there is nothing better than that. If you get that opportunity, there is nothing better than that. You see, many of us we are professional. Many of us. Sometimes somebody is electrical engineer and but is employed as a computer assistant, you know, helping in computer line. It is not swadharma. You are expert in electrical. But you are forced to accept some job in which you are not expert, but you are doing it. But if you suppose you get the same job in which you are skilled, what will happen? Your production will be much more better. So getting the field according to your own dharma is also difficult. Lord is saying according to your swadharma, O Arjun, you are kshatriya and you are getting a battlefield. That battlefield is also not adharmi, it is righteous war. You should fight. Okay. So Arjun's fear was regarding the death of all. Bhagwan said there will no be, and there is no death of self. So Arjun was confused about the duty, but Lord started giving knowledge about the self. Note, Arjun did not interfere in whatever Lord was saying. He didn't say, "Are, what are you saying, sir? I asked you a question about my duty and you are giving me the knowledge of self? Stop. Don't give me knowledge of self." He didn't say. Rather, he was enjoying. It helped him later. From the Swadharma standpoint also, Lord is saying, there is no question of shok. If you do your Swadharma, there is no question of shok. Because this war is righteous. This war is righteous, so there cannot be any shok. If you fight, what will happen? You are going to protect dharma. Protecting dharma is you are protecting all the subject of your country. If the people are happy, think, the totality is going to become happy. You are fighting a righteous war to establish the right values. So what will happen if I win? The dharma sansthapana will be there. When dharma sansthapana is there, the people will be happy. So you should act. Dharmathi yuddhat shreya anyatra kshatriyasya na vidyate. The war is not for us. This war was not being fought for earth and kaam, not for money or fulfilling any desire. This war was being fought for establishing righteousness. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. The whole purpose of incarnation of Lord Krishna was to re-establish dharma. This is righteous war. But if your own people like Bhishma and Drona, they take part in the adharma side, other side, what we have to do? Lord says, fight, kill them. A dilemma will come in our mind also. A dilemma was there in the Arjun mind also, which we will discuss in our next sloka. Which one is more preferential? Duty toward my relatives or duty toward country? It will be discussed in the next verse. In Manusmriti it says, Gurun va bala vriddho va brahmana va braha bahusrutam atatai anatam hanyat eva avicharyat. Gurun, your teacher. Bala, child. Vriddho, old. Brahman, learned person. Bahusrutam, very wise person. He has lot of knowledge. If they are atatai, who is atatai? Can anybody tell? We discuss who is an atatai. One who disturbs peace. See, in Manusmriti it is said, if somebody sets fire to your house, he is atatai. If somebody tries to poison you, he is atatai. If somebody tries to grab your land, atatai. Your wealth, atatai. Or if he takes away your spouse, your wife, that also is atatai. So Kaurav did all these things to Pandava. Therefore they are all atatai. Anatam hanyat eva avicharya. They should be killed without giving any chance to give their side of argument or plea. This is Manusmriti. Otherwise, what is the general rule? The general rule is Guru, Bal, Vriddha, Brahman and the wise person should be worshipped. Is it not so? They should be worshipped. But if they are atatai, if they are terrorists, they should be killed. Then in the next verse, Lord says, so we have seen argument number 4. First three arguments are from the Atma level, eternal, there cannot be any grief. From Jivatma level, it is law, anything which is born will die because of our wrong relationship with them, we are suffering. Understanding, you make your understanding clear, no suffering. From body level, it is Vyakta and Abhyakta, this is also law, nothing can be done. From Swadharma level, if you have the skill and you are getting the right field. See, if you are a computer engineer and you are getting the same job, but the problem here is the software, people get the hardware and hardware people go into the software, law, or some other line. There used to be one kahavat, people used to say, padhe Farsi beche tel. Dekho, padhe Farsi means studying Farsi. Beche tel, he is a Modi. Beche tel. If you get your own field, then you will excel in that. Nah? You will be able to exhaust your vasana. Now from the Shishtachara, the Swadharma level, vasana also, you have got the inclination, you got the field also, it is a righteous war, it will reduce your vasana, therefore you should do your Swadharma. Don't run away, Arjun. Argument number 4, argument number 5. Next.
Yadrichayachopapannam
Swargadharam apavritam Sukhinakshatriya partha Labhante yuddhamidrisham
Bhante yuddha idrisam
Yadrichaya chopapannam Swargadaram apavritam Sukhinakshatriya partha Labhante yuddham idrisam
Yadrichaya by itself Upapannam, this war has come by itself. They never wanted, Pandav never wanted this war. Swargadaram apabritam, if you fight this war, what you will get? You will get Swargadar is open for you. Sukhina Kshatriya Partha, and a Kshatriya who gets such type of opportunity, being a Kshatriya, I am asked to fight a righteous war, it is really, really indeed, a Kshatriya will become happy. Labhante yudham idrisam. This type of yudha, this type of war, he will be very happy. So therefore, Arjun, you fight this war. Acha, you fight this war doesn't mean that you all will go home and fight, start fighting with your spouses. This sermon is going on where? In the battlefield. And it's the duty of the Arjun to fight war. And he wants to run away. But Lord said, this war has not come. We never wanted it. If you remember clearly, Lord himself went as an ambassador to Kaurav. Instead of giving the Indraprastha, the whole capital of New Delhi, you give me only 5 villages, we will be happy. But Duryodhana said, no, nothing doing. I will not give you anything. Not even an inch of land I will give you. And here Lord addresses Arjuna as Partha. Why Partha? Because Kunti is related to Lord. His mother is related. So he wants to say that I am giving you good advice. You are my relative. You are related to me. I am your well-wisher. Partha. And not only that, Kunti has sent message to you and Bhim that you should fight. You see, in ancient times, the Kshatriya ladies, the Kshatriya mothers, they used to tell their children, go and fight war. And they used to feel honored for that. I gave birth to such children that they are fighting for the country. So your mother has written, it's the instruction of your mother, you should fight. Not only that, I am telling you to fight, your mother also has said to. When Bhagat Singh was very young, his father died in a battle. His uncle died in battle. So Bhagat asked his mother, what happened to uncle? He's not coming. So his mother says, your uncle died in battle, and dying in battle is much more than, taking birth 100 times. He remembered, the young child, he remembered. Now Bhagat also fought for the freedom of the country. And it was decided that he should be hanged till death. Now mother was called. And Bhagat said the same sentence which his mother said long time back. So a dilemma comes in our mind that duty toward the country and duty toward the elders. This is the dilemma going in the mind of Arjun. Should I fight for the country and kill my kinsmen, my relatives? Or I should not fight and protect my relatives? This dilemma is. Now, Mahatma gave a reference of Bhishma Pitamaha. Bhishma, Drona and Karna, their teacher was Parushuram. Parushuram was the 6th incarnation of Lord Vishnu. In Mahabharata it comes, he was their teacher. And we all know the Santanu. Have you heard the name of Santanu? Santanu was father of Bhishma. What was his mother's name? Ganga. Devrat's mother was Ganga. And what was the, you see the love affair business, love marriage started 5,000 years ago, it's not today's concept. Shantanu fell in love when he saw a lady walking on the bank of Ganges, and he proposed there. She accepted one condition: you will not ask me any question. Whatever I do, you will not question me. Shantanu agreed. What she will ask, what she will do, something. She will never do something wrong. Now, one after another, 7 sons were born, and each time this wife, Ganga, she will go and put the newly born baby in Ganges. When the 8th one was born, at that time Shantanu said, "What you wicked lady you are doing? You have killed my 7 children. What are you doing? You are taking this also." She said, "You have broken the promise. Divorce that now. Khatam. And I will bring back this baby again when he is adult. His name is Devvrata." Now wife gone. What Shantanu will do? He again fell in love. He is a king. Now this time he fell in love with fisherwoman, Satyavati. Proposed. Satyavati said one condition. "I have to talk to my father." Father said one condition. "I know you have got a son whose name is Devvrata. And according to the custom, he is the crown prince. Is it not so? He will become king. But I want that the children born from Satyavati will become king." Now Shantanu was in dilemma what to do. Came back, he could not give any word to the father of Satyavati. "Well, I can't say." He was sad. Devvrata asked, "What happened, father? Why are you sad?" He told everything. "Only this much. I will go and renounce my right to kingdom. And not only that, I will promise also I will not marry. I will protect kingdom and I will not marry." Devvrata went and promised before the father of Satyavati and told these two things. Therefore he was called Bhishma. Bhishma Pratigya he did. It's not that easy. Bhishma. From Satyavati, 2 children were born. One was Chitrangada and Vichitravirya. Chitrangada died, and after that Vichitravirya was very young and he cannot become king. So Vichitravirya was made king, and now the name itself tells his personality. Vichitravirya. At that time, the king of Kashi was holding a swayamvar for his 3 daughters, Amba, Ambika, Ambalika. And Devvrata, who became Bhishma, he went and brought all those 3 girls and said, "You come here and get married to Vichitravirya." Amba said, "I am in love." You see, the love story is coming. This love marriage is a very old concept. Amba said, I am in love with Salya. So I can't marry. Other 2, they got married to Vichitravirya. So I am not going into the detailed part of that. We have already discussed in our earlier classes. So Amba went back. She was sent back to Kashi Naresh and go and contact your lover, get married, get settled. Okay. No. The lover said, "No, you have gone with them. I am not going to marry with you." At that time, she reported to Parushuram, and Parushuram fought on her behalf with Bhishma, Guru. Guru has come and fought with the Bhishma, and Guru was defeated. So what was the situation at that time for the Bhishma? Whether I should protect my throne, which I have the promise I have given, or should I get married? Because the Guru is saying, "Get married. Which is preferential for me? My relations or country?" Country
So therefore, Lord is suggesting here also, Arjun, you have to give preference to the country, you have to fight for country, don't give importance to your relative. Bhishma also did the same thing. It is precedence, follow the precedence. Even that type of precedence is being followed in our court also. Higher court judgments, they always quote. Same type of issue was discussed or decided in the court, therefore we also decide the same thing. Precedence. So you do your swadharma. Acha, if I don't do my swadharma, what will happen? If I don't do my duty, it is said, pratyavaya dosh will come. So if a soldier don't fight for the country, or a mother does not look after the child, or child don't look after parent, then you are not doing your duty. If you are not doing a duty, in the next sloka, Lord is going to tell that you will get pap. And that pap is called pratyavaya dosh. That will be further developed later on, pratyavaya dosh. How do you say, if I don't serve my parent, it is a pahap? I know a person very close to me. He was going through very difficult time. He went to astrologers, South Indian astrologers. You might all be knowing they have got the patris written in that Tamrapatra, what they call? Tamrapatra. So he found out Tamrapatra and said, in earlier life, you have not served your parents. That is why you are suffering in this life. So if I don't do my duty, pratyavaya dosh, sin. If I do my duty, then it is said, swargadwar apavritam. Swargadwar, you will get peace of mind. You will get happiness. So it is not, Mahatma says, it is not a geographical place where you, from here you will go there and stay for a long time in swarga. They say, suppose if you do your duty, number one, if you perform your obligatory duty, number two, with dedication to the higher, number three, without ego, number four, without selfish desire, then you will get peace of mind. That peace of mind is equivalent to swarga. Are you getting it? If you do your obligatory duty, number two, as a worship to higher ideal, number three, without ego, number four, without selfish motive, then you get peace of mind, which is equivalent to swarga. Now opposite. If you don't do your duty and don't do as a worship to the higher, you do your duty with ego, you do your duty with a motive of selfish desire, self-satisfaction, that will give you agitation of mind. Do you agree? This science? That will give you agitation of mind. That agitation of mind is papa. So therefore, Arjun, you fight this yuddha. Many people, they try to get the knowledge of the self without exhausting vasana. If you exhaust your vasana, if you do your swadharma duties, as I have said, with the four conditions, your vasanas come down. People without purifying their vasana or reducing their vasana, they run to Himalaya to get knowledge, leaving behind their family and children. What do you want? I want knowledge. I'm going to Himalaya. What will happen to your children and wife? Lord will take care. They go there in Himalaya, they marry there again.
Vasana not exhausted. See? Vasana not exhausted.
So not knowing the art of action in the world, we all are acting. Lord is going to tell about the art of action after verse number 40. We are at present in verse number 32. One more verse we will see.
Atha chetvam imam dharmyam.
Atha chetvam imam dharmyam.
Sangramam na karishyasi.
Sangramam na karishyasi.
Tatasvadharmam kirtim cha. Tatasvadharmam kirtim cha. Itva papam avapsyasi.
Itva papam avapsyasi.
Atha chetvam imam dharmyam. Sangramam na karishyasi. Tatasvadharmam kirtim cha. Itva papam avapsyasi.
Atha chet. If you don't. Dharmam sangramam na karishyasi. If you don't fight this righteous war. It is the duty of a kshatriya to fight righteous war. If you don't fight this righteous war, what will happen? Tata swadharmam, number one, kirtim, number two, chahitva papam abhavasisi. Three things will happen. Swadharma, your vasana will not come down. If you do your obligatory duties as a worship to the higher without ego and egocentric desire, the vasana will come down. If you don't do it, run away, what will happen? Vasana will remain. Number two, kirtim, your fame, that also will be destroyed. Because he, Arjun, earned this fame. How much time he has given to become the best archer? Think. How much tapas he did to fight with Lord Shiva? And if Arjun runs away, what will happen? People will say, Arjun Bhagya, Kirti, what will happen to your fame? And not only that, papam avapasahi, you will get pap. So if we don't do our duty, obligatory duty, pap is going to come. Very simple, if you go to your office and whatever we are told, if you don't do, what will happen? We all know. Now, sir, you had one question. Sorry, I didn't answer you. The Bhishma and Drona, why they are on the Atatai side? It's a very good question. Because they are on the payroll of the Kaurav side. Where Drona is standing? Is in the Kaurav side. He is not neutral. Since he is being paid by kingdom, he has to go that side. Therefore, you are supporting Atatai. Who are the Atatai? Those Kauravs are the Atatai. They tried to poison Bhim. They tried to burn their house, Lakshagra. And by game of dice, they tried to, insult Draupadi also. They have taken away their property. Indraprastha they didn't want to give. They have grabbed it. No wealth, everything they have taken. So they are Atatai, and any person adding and abetting to that is also Atatai, is it not so? Bhishma and they are all on the other side. There were 11 Vaitityan people, 11 Akshauni Sena. Why they were supporting?
they were supporting that they will get, if the, they win the war, they will get this place, ye jamindari, wo jamindari, so much of wealth, so much of power they will get. So that was the idea. So they were all supporting. So even if some person is adding, abetting, he is not directly involved. Suppose a person is robbing a bank and his friend is outside. He is just seeing, watching whether the police is coming or not. He is not doing. He is not directly involved in that. The moment he comes, police, he gives the signal, whatever way. And this person is caught. So will he not be charged for the robbery also? Yes, he will be charged, adding and abetting to that theft. Similarly, they were all on the adharma side. That is the idea. No, because he was on the payroll of kingdom. Payroll of the kingdom. He was being paid. He could have quit, that is another thing. You see, he has promised that he will be always with the throne. Whosoever is there on the throne, he will protect them. So Kaurav were on the throne, Dhritarashtra was on the throne, so he was holding on to that position where I have to support whosoever is there on the throne. Dronacharya is not promised, but Dronacharya supported, no? Dronacharya supported. And that promise, as you have, Aunty has said, he has given to the Satyavati's father that he will not claim, he will protect, I will not marry. And who is Dhritarashtra? Amba Malika, that is a long story, you have got another class.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha.